This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. For a coalition of organizations on Chicago's West Side, yesterday's Juneteenth holiday was a day of service. They helped people whose basements flooded last summer. More than 1,400 Chicagoans reported flooded basements after record rainfall July 2nd last year. The recovery has been slow, especially for seniors. Mark Jones was among those with the West Side Long-Term Recovery Group who helped remove mold yesterday.
When you have flooding of this magnitude, there's a lot of anxiety that comes with that, a lot of loss that comes with that.
Homeowner Brenda Johnson said the help she got made this a special Juneteenth for her.
I just thank God that it happened on this day, and I always, until the day I die, remember this particular day.
The Illinois Public Health Institute is funding 9 Cook County-based community organizations to address and prevent type 2 diabetes. With support from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the Illinois Public Health Institute is expanding access to lifestyle change programs for people with prediabetes and management support for people who already have the disease. Senior Program Manager Rebecca Gordonstein says the Institute chose to give money to organizations like the AHS Family Health Center and Latino Alzheimer's and Memory Disorders Alliance because they have deep ties to the communities they serve.
So with coaches that have similar demographics, speak a similar language, similar background as the participants in the classes.
Participants learn skills like how to eat more healthily and monitor their blood sugar levels. A new project places the portraits of 5 Chicagoans on the sides of bus shelters. The Unsung Heroes of Uptown project takes noteworthy people from Chicago's history and presents them as though you bumped into them on the street. Artist Hannah Blue Chaussette says she sat down with each of the subjects in a casual setting to inspire their portraits.
Taking art that often is considered elitist, it's in galleries, and it has a limited audience, and bringing it to people. And bringing it into bus shelters is really very symbolic because it's part of the everyday life.
The 5 portraits include Terry Abramson, Jackie Taylor, Studs Terkel, Eamon Huang Vien, and Kay, the senior clerk at the Chicago Public Library. They can be seen across the uptown neighborhood and downtown. The Chicago Sky hopes to end a 4-game skid today when they host the Dallas Wings. The Sky currently sits in 9th place. Sky forward Isabel Harrison says the team's less-than-stellar record comes down to growing pains, and she predicts they'll improve.
I've been on teams like this before, so none of this looks like uncommon. It just looks very common for a young team that's, we're just trying to put pieces together. We got a new coach. Everything's new. So I've been having grace within that, and I know all the dust will settle after a while, and we'll be where we need to be.
The 4-9 Sky currently leads the WNBA in offensive rebounds per game. The game starts today at 11 a.m. Something else you should know today. Chicagoland is entering its next phase of the historic cicada invasion. As the insects' mating season ends, so too will their life cycle. In the coming weeks, millions of the cicadas will start to decompose. While this will be fantastic free fertilizer for the trees, the dead bugs might emit a smell as they return to the soil. Today's weather will be partly cloudy with a possible stray thunderstorm. The high will be 76 degrees. Tomorrow, we're expecting mostly sunny skies and for temperatures to climb to the mid-80s. That's it for now. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us. It helps other people find the show. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.